Okay, so I'm gonna have to repeat some stuff really quickly here to get Nikki gone. Nikki, who's gone, caught up. Okay, so the last time we worked on this, we worked individually on organizing our folders. So then the last thing I had just said was that down on the bottom of your, what this is called, your task bar right here. Look at my mouse. This is my task bar. This gives you, tells you what tasks you have open, what programs you have open. I am kind of a little bit of a super user. Plus, you know, we just had semester tests, so I have like a whole bunch of stuff open. That's just my Word files that are open. If I click down here, I've got some Microsoft Excel stuff going on as well. So I tend to have a lot of things open at a time. Do you need that at this point in your lives? Probably not. But we're looking for the folder on the task bar. If it is not there, you can go to the start button and click, and then it's the third one up from the bottom, and it says File Explorer, and that will open that File Explorer window. Okay, it gives us the list of recently used files, which is great if you're working on something that you just worked on. But otherwise, you might have to come over here in this quick access area and find the path that you're looking for. And that was where I'd left off, is what is a path? Yes?
Isn't that like it says, like your name and then where it is?
Yeah, and it shows up here in this address bar right here. So if I click on this folder, I have now opened that folder, and so I'm on a memory stick in a file called computer class, and let's say I wanted to open up some semester tests, and I'd go to my tests folder, and then, ooh, look at all those semester tests. So I'm gonna look for semester tests fall 2020, and so if I look up here in this address bar, every single arrow key there, or that little arrow, is a new folder. And so this is a subfolder of that. This is a subfolder of that. This is a subfolder of that. Does that make sense? Give me a 3, 2, or a 1 of your level of understanding. Fantastico. Okay? So, we want to... Yours is going to look significantly different than mine because I have so many different things open here. But you're going to go to your name drive. So Tori drive, 3 drive. Yep. So you, when I say your drive, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to go to your drive.
And then it says SBR main starts with one.
Yeah, some of that stuff is totally irrelevant to you guys.
Okay.
And so you should only have access to your drive and the shared drive and documents. You know, the free document stuff. But should we be saving anything to documents?
No,
because that is unique to that hard drive, and then you have to sit at that specific computer to access it again. So you lose the power of having a network. So your drive is part of the network. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
3, 2, or 1. Phoenix, they're trying to teach you 10 key. You're supposed to be over here on the 10 key pad. That's why they have a picture of a 10 keypad. Your anchor key is your 5. So there's a bump on it just like the J and the K. I mean the J and the F. 3, you had a question?
No.
Okay.
I think I just had my...
Oh, your finger's still up? Okay, so what I would like you to do, you have your portfolio drive, or folder, excuse me, not drive. Your portfolio folder, you have a computer skills folder. You might have a history folder. You might have a, you know, because we, I've encouraged you to have a folder for every different subject that you have, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I would like you to double-click in your computer class folder. So it will say computer skills, or it'll say your name, and an arrow, and then it'll say computer skills. You're going to double-click on computer skills.
Mine says this PC first. Is that bad?
No. If you haven't opened it up, sometimes it'll say this computer or this PC, and then you can click on this PC and it will open it up too.
Okay.
So I think it's just another avenue of getting there.
Okay.
When you first log on to a computer though, we've all had to click on this PC to open it up to be able to see those other drives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where was I? Your name, computer skills, okay? Then in computer skills, you should have a timed writings folder. You're now going to create a folder called Word It. Okay?
All one word?
All one word, and it'll look like this. Well, actually, if you look at the textbooks, it says Word It with no spaces and an exclamation point. You can't put the exclamation point in because it interferes with the naming systems of Windows. And it'll bark at you and say, you can't do that. You can't use that symbol. You can't use a question mark. You can't use an asterisk. You can't. There's certain things that you cannot use, and it has to do with the Windows language. Hold that thought, three. Okay, if you want to put Word It with a space, that's fine. It's easier to read. I don't care. I did notice when we got into Publish It, it looks like Publish It. So you might want to put a space in between all of those.
It says, but that's what I got in trouble for saying the other thing.
I didn't say it. I said Publish It.
You still said
it. I did not say that word. Anyway, so eventually what you'll get to is you'll have a Word It folder. When you get into the Excel book, you'll have an Excel It folder. When you get into the Publisher book, you will get into, have a folder for Publish It. When you get into the PowerPoint It book, or Present It book, you'll have a Present It folder. Do you see where we're going? So everything that you do in this class in a book will be in that folder. So right now, everything, once we start this book, everything that you save that is regarding that book will be in that Word It folder. Give me a 3, 2, or a 1 on your level of understanding. Okay. So, make your Word It folder. So now in your computer skills folder, you have a timed writing folder and a Word It folder. Yes?
Yes.
Raise your hand if you have that.
I also have a weird welt on my ear for hitting myself in the face.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so you don't have your hand up. Why are you confused?
I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, so I'm just repeating it then. So in your computer skills folder, you should have a timed writings folder and a Word It folder.
Okay,
are we successful?
Yes.
Whew, I'm sweating. I'm just standing here. Yes, three.
I know.
Huh?
I thought we were supposed to raise
our hand. Oh, no. Gotta listen. Alright. Now. Come and get a Word It book. Now, do you see how these books are being stored?
Yeah.
I'm calling you out, Chloe.
What?
I'm calling you out. See how these books are stored? This is how pages get torn out. Okay? At the end of every class, you need to fold it up so that when people come in here and go like that, it doesn't tear your book, okay? So, please take care of them. They're about $40 a piece. So if you have to replace one, that's how much it'll cost.
That we can't buy a battery.
Okay, so, take care of it. Now you can see that some of these are torn apart. Try to keep the covers with it, okay, as best as you can, just to protect it, okay?
I would like to return my book to the library.
Okay. Oh, here's the back cover. We'll just keep that over here. Okay. Now, you can choose to put your book inside your binder to protect it when you put it on the shelf. You can keep it with your binder here on the shelf, or you could put it back here. Yes, three.
So the problem that I do now have a binder.
Okay, I will get you one.
Do we still need our board?
This has been thrown at him. You got to throw it at
him. I'll get you a label maker. You don't need the black things right now. But maybe just set it like up on top of these things or on the floor out of the way, something like that. Okay. The book, if you turn to the first page in the book. Wait, I just told you what to do with the blackboards. Welcome to class, Tori. All right. If you turn to the page, it gives you a table of contents. It tells you exactly what is on every page. Yes? Okay. If you turn past that, it gives you an activity overview or activity layout. This is what your assignments will look like in the book. So the very first picture tells you if there's any new skills. Well, yes, there's going to be new skills on almost every assignment. Okay? Phoenix, the whole idea is to learn to not to do that without looking. So put your middle finger on the 5 and anchor your keys, just like we did before. If I see you looking again, I'll cover it. Because we're trying to learn muscle memory there. Okay, so it'll tell you the new skill. It'll tell you exactly what the new skill or skills are that are being reinforced. So if they're new or you're being reinforced. Those new skills will be indicated by a little blue square that says new skills and an arrow. And it will identify any instruction that includes a new skill reinforced in an activity. On the other side of the sheet, everyone has an activity overview that gives kind of a description of each activity and why you're doing it, highlighting the document or the documents to be produced. Then it gives you your instructions. Say, be prepared to say goodbye to those 100%, because learning to read and follow directions is very difficult and it takes a lot of practice. Would you agree, Chloe? Sorry, I should have gotten your attention first. Would you agree that learning to read and follow directions is an acquired skill?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's getting better. Would you agree that they should be prepared to say their goodbye to their 100%?
Probably.
Okay. I want to try to encourage you to not get discouraged about following and reading and following directions, because it's hard. And hopefully I'll help you get trained in that skill. It is a soft skill and it is difficult. Okay? So be kind to yourself. Be respectful to yourself. Doesn't mean skip around. I have found that because of the development stage of your brains, you tend to all be a little egotistical. Meaning that you think you're above it and that you couldn't possibly make any mistakes, that the problem is in the book, not you. Okay? And I have troubles with a lot of students thinking that they never could possibly make a mistake. Is that true?
Yeah.
No. Okay. So I actually had, when we used this book, it happened more than once, and I'll tell you, it happened with the high school boys the most. They were so egotistical that they felt that the book was calling them stupid. Can a book do that? No. It's an inanimate object. But what I think they were insulted that this book was so step by step that they felt like the book was making them feel stupid. And I had to tell them constantly, this book was written for people that know absolutely nothing about computers. So they have to say, click on this button, click this button, click that button. And it tells you, boldface it by doing a control B. That's how basic the instructions were in this book. This one isn't quite that basic. But unfortunately, you can't go back and use it as a resource because there isn't one. So along those lines, well, the first thing we're going to do is create a folder, a file in your Wordit folder. What? We're going to create a Microsoft Word file. So go to Word. We're going to create a new file. And we're going to save it as Word Notes.
Are a folder and a file the same thing?
They are not.
So how do you create a file?
Come here. Is anybody else confused on the difference between a folder and a file?
Do you create a file like you would a folder?
Yep, okay. Look at this filing. Stand up and look at this filing cabinet. Okay? That is like your drive. Okay? This is Aubrey's drive. We're going to open the drawer. And inside of it is a folder called Bulletin Board Ideas. And inside that folder is a file about if you always do, that's a file. Okay? This is several pages of that file. That whole thing is a file. Okay? It's inside a folder. The folder is storing it. Here's another file in there. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay? Then here's a folder inside the folder. And what's inside the folder? A bunch of files about bulletin board displays. It's ancient. Okay? So you can have folders within folders within folders within folders within folders to infinity. Okay? Does that help make sense? Okay? So then let's go to the B's. Oh, I have a folder on zones of behavior. Okay? Folders. Both of these folders, one was in the A folder, one was in the B folder. No, actually they were both in the B folders. Okay? And inside of it I've got some files. Yes? Does that help clarify the difference between a folder and a file?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, go sit down.
It's almost like a subsection of the folder.
It is. That's a very good way to put it.